Message number 376. The opposition to my second coming will be fierce. Thursday, March 22, 2012 at 11:00 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, my pain has now become yours in full union with me. While this will be very difficult for you, it will bring you much joy and many new graces. I now bestow upon you the gift of being able to read souls. I bequeath this special gift for two reasons. The first is to offer you the protection you require when you will begin to mingle with some of my followers. The second is to convert those hardened of hearts who will confront you as they challenge my most holy word. You must accept this new suffering which you are experiencing and know that it is intensifying because of the increased wickedness in the world. You, my daughter, and many of my other chosen souls are all now experiencing both physical and interior suffering at the same time. This is due to the suffering my most holy vicar is also experiencing in these days when he will face his biggest trial. Accept my cup, my daughter, and for those who accept my holy word through these messages, know that your generosity of spirit is saving millions of souls every day. Not one minute of your suffering goes to waste. I realize, my children, that when you take up my cross and follow me, that you will suffer as a result. But know that by doing this you are helping me to save most of humanity. You will also help me in my reign on earth when the deceiver is banished and as my new paradise on earth emerges. Know also that you who suffer with me by following my path to paradise will take the very same road to Calvary when I came the first time. Christians today may believe that were I to come again a second time that I would never be treated with such cruelty again. Well, they are wrong. The opposition to my second coming will be fierce. My holy word will and already is being ridiculed and questioned. My children, especially those with rigid and firm beliefs, fail to understand that my prophets will be outwardly rejected by the majority just as they were in the past. My word given to you this time is already being ignored in many quarters of the church and dismissed just as it was by the Pharisees during my time on earth. The truth of my teachings, which have never changed, will be deemed to be lies. Why is this? I tell you, it is because so many have twisted the truth of my teachings to such an extent that they no longer believe in mortal sin. So many chose to ignore the truth contained in the Holy Bible. Why do you deny, for example, the existence of the 1,000 years of the new heaven and earth? This revelation is very specific and the truth is there for all to see. Yet my holy word is challenged. The book of Revelation, just as the prophecies contained in the book of Daniel, have been given to you only in parts. Many of you are confused. But this is because the contents revealed to both these prophets were closed and hidden until the end of times. Only I, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, has the authority to reveal the contents to mankind. How can you claim to know everything about my second coming when you know only parts, when they have not been revealed yet? You must listen to my holy word, for it is being given to you to save your souls. Should you continue to deny my word after the warning takes place, as these my messages to the world will continue to unfold, you will be guilty of rejecting my hand of mercy. No matter how much you believe in me or claim to know me, you will commit the sin of denying me. As such, you will be lost to me and will not be fit to enter the gates of paradise. It is my duty given to you out of pure love and compassion that I now try to prepare you for the end times. Please do not reject me this second time as I come to save mankind from eternal damnation and offer you the keys to eternal salvation. It is because I love you that I must be firm and lead you to the truth. Do not wait until my day of judgment to discover the truth. Come with me now and help me salvage the souls of the whole of humanity. Your teacher and redeemer, Jesus Christ.